Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on chumbacasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's chumbacasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on chumbacasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's chumbacasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Hey, Drew Scott here.
And I'm Jonathan Scott, reminding you that life's better with a home policy from American Family Insurance. They can help you get just the right protection at just the right price and help you save when you bundle home and auto. Kind of like Goldilocks and the Three Bears. It'll be just right for you. We love a custom build. American Family Insurance. Insure carefully. Dream fearlessly. Get a quote and find an agent at AmFam.com.
Products not available in every state. Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
Support for this podcast comes from Frito-Lay and the 2023 Snack Bracket Championship. The Frito-Lay Snacker Challenge is underway, and fans are voting on their favorite snacks to crown champion. We're talking about primetime matchups between the best 64 snacks in the land. Will Ruffles Ridges reign supreme? Can Doritos defend their dynasty? Or will Smart Food use their smarts for a surprise upset? Only you can decide. Get in on all the action for a chance to win up to $1,000 or a year's worth of snacks. Let your snacks be heard. Just go to FritoLaySnackIt.SBNation.com to vote and enter for a chance to win. No purchase necessary. Sweepstakes ends April 3rd, 2023. Void where prohibited. Year's worth of snacks awarded in the form of 52 coupons, each good for one bag of chips. See official rules at FritoLaySnackIt.SBNation.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to another episode of the Dream Shakes Dream Take podcast. Excuse that noise there. My name is Michael the Hebrew Hammer Brown, and I am flying Han Solo this evening for the postgame of the Houston Rockets' unfortunate loss to the Golden State Warriors. And if you are hanging out live with us on Facebook right now, you will hear me and see me popping the top of a delicious Rolling Rock beer that is much needed after watching this Rockets game this evening. Let me start this show off by saying something real quick, and I really don't care how much flack I get for this, because it's true. Is Steph Curry the greatest shooter ever? Yeah, he's up there. I still think he's an overrated basketball player. I watch enough of his game that I feel like he's phenomenal. I mean, 23 points, 7-0 on the field, 5-7 from the three-point line, 6 rebounds and 2 assists in the third quarter. You know what, dude? Congrats. You did that in the third quarter against the worst team in the league. Yeah, you want to come out. You want to come banging your chest. You want to take your stupid mouth guard and put it in the side of your mouth. You know what, dude? You're a clown. Like, sorry. You know what? Like, I watch you play the game of basketball. And Jake, thank you so much for joining us as always. I think Steph Curry's a clown. So I like you get all of this love from the national media, right? Everybody wants to jump on the jock of Steph Curry because he's what he's done this season. Oh, the stats that he's put up. Oh my God, the stats that Steph has put up this year. They're 10th in the West. Like, they're 32-32. Like, where was this media when James Harden was a Houston Rocket? I mean, seriously, like, in all honesty, like, guys, it's – I'm watching this game tonight, and I'm hearing these announcers talk about Steph Curry. And, oh, my God, how good Steph Curry is. The stats that he puts up on the court. 32-32. They're 10th in the West, and they're not even going to make it out of the first round. Like, when – okay, congrats. He's a great shooter. He can't carry a franchise by himself. He's never been able to do it. Like, the only time that he's ever been able to carry the Warriors to titles is when he was a part of a team that had Draymond Green and Klay Thompson. Like, he never did this. He can't do this by himself. And the fact that he wants to get all this love from the national media is just disgusting. Like, it's disgusting. I hate it. It nauseates me. Like, it nauseates me, the thought of having to listen to the national media just jump on the jock of Steph Curry. Why? Great shooter. Great basketball player. But is he the end-all, be-all? No, absolutely not. So, had to get that out of my system. We've got Ryan, we've got Jake, which means we've got more than enough for a fantastic show here on a Saturday night. In the month of May, May 1st, 113-87, the Rockets lose to the Golden State Warriors, who will get knocked out in the first round of the NBA playoffs. If they make it after the play-in tournament. And you know what? Golden State Warriors fans, I will tweet to you. You can tweet to me at BSW_MB. Tweet to me. Have a conversation. Because I think Steph Curry is the most overrated basketball player in the league. I honestly do. Honestly do. So now that we've spent 4 minutes getting into that, BSW_MB. Come talk to me, Warriors fans, because I would love to have that conversation with you. Jake says one of the things that this team needs to focus on in the offseason is the third quarter collapse. I know the young guys will learn, but something to note. Jake, great point by you, as usual. I mean, the win the other night against the Bucks, honestly, is probably the greatest win of the year for the Rockets. And Ryan Santoro makes a great point that there's only 8 more games. Thank God. You know, Ryan, like, the one thing that I continue to harp on is here at the Dream Take via the Dream Shake, we're always going to be honest with you. At least I will. Like, watching the game tonight, the Rockets are winning at halftime. And it's a combination of the Rockets going up against a team like the Warriors. Look, the Warriors suck. Okay, they're 32-32. Don't tell me that this Warriors team is good. Andrew Wiggins sucks. He had 20 points. He had 2 rebounds. He had 2 assists. Whoop the doodle freaking do. You know, like, he's whatever. He's Andrew Wiggins. Like, he's not a top 20 player in the league. He's a top 40 player in the league. You know, like, Steph Curry, 30 points, 6 rebounds, 5 assists, 9 of 23 from the field. He had that incredible third quarter that we went over. Draymond Green, 9 points, 11 rebounds, 8 assists. For people listening to this show, I will tell you all this unequivocally. If I could choose a guy to play next to Christian Wood, it would be Draymond Green. He's the perfect guy to put next to Christian Wood. Outside of Kevin Porter Jr., Jae'Sean Tate, and Christian Wood, if the Rockets could acquire Draymond Green, I would take Draymond Green in 3 seconds flat. Wouldn't even think twice. Kent Bazemore had 6 points, 9 rebounds, 3 assists. He's a scrub. Kevon Looney, 6 points, 5 rebounds, 4 assists. He's a scrub. Nico Mannion had a bucket. Somebody named M. Mulder scored 17 points. Jordan Poole had 17 points off their bench. I mean, off their bench, they had, what, 42 points? That's unacceptable. Like, it's unacceptable. And, like, I just, you know what? I bang on the table because I'm just, like, part of me, Ryan and Jake and everybody else listening to the show right now, says you want them to lose. You want them to have the worst record in the league. And the other part of me says they're already three games behind being the worst team in the league. And tonight would have been a nice win because the Warriors suck. They're not good. It's not a good team. This Warriors team is not good. And Ray Lucas says Houston needs Mobley. Yes, dear God. Yes, Ray Lucas. I would love to have Evan Mobley on this team. He would solve a lot of problems on this team, my man. Like, you want to get to the Rockets part of tonight's box score. Kevin Porter Jr., 16 points, 6 rebounds, 3 assists. Kevin Porter Jr. coming off the 50-burger that he had last game. He's a great player. Kevin Porter Jr. has superstar written all over him. The rest of the season, I'm literally watching these games to watch Kevin Porter Jr. play. Armani Brooks, 10 points, 5 rebounds. Is he on the team next year? 50-50. Maybe, maybe not. Jayshon Tate definitely will be on the team next year. 31 minutes, 14 points, 4 rebounds, 3 assists. Christian Wood, 10 points, 7 rebounds, 3 assists. You want to talk about being the franchise guy, Christian Wood? You want to talk about being the franchise guy? You want to talk about saying that you and Kevin Porter Jr. are the future pillars of this organization? You want to go out tonight in 29 minutes and you want to put up 10 points and 7 rebounds against the likes of Draymond Green and Kevon Looney? You want to talk about being that guy? That's all it is. That's all you are at this point. That's all you are, Christian Wood. Are you a great player? No, you're not. You're a really good player. But are you great? No, you're not great. What is great about you, Christian Wood? Every single big guy that you've gone off, that you've gone up against this year has beaten your ass, for lack of a better term. You have gotten your ass kicked by every great center that you have gone up against this season. Nikola Jokic, DeAndre Ayton took you out to the playground and gave you an ass kicking on that playground. Joel Embiid, you can't guard Joel Embiid. You can't guard Nikola Jokic. You can't guard DeAndre Ayton. So Christian Wood, you want to talk about being a franchise guy. You want to talk after a couple games ago that you want to be a guy who's going to be a max player at the end of your contract? You want to be a max contract type of guy? You have a lot more to prove to me, to Jake, to Ray, to Ryan, to the rest of Red Nation that you're a guy that deserves a franchise player type contract. And you know what? To be honest with you, you may not get that here in Houston because we have an owner that is still not proven that he is the type of owner that's going to do what it takes to win at the highest level in this league. You know what a guy like Steve Ballmer does for the Los Angeles Clippers? He gives guys franchise player type contracts. He goes and gets a guy like Kawhi Leonard. He goes and gets a guy like Paul George. He does what it takes. Tillman Fertitta, you want to be that type of guy? Then prove it. Then prove that you're that type of owner to me, to the rest of Red Nation, because right now you've done nothing to prove to me, to Ryan, to Jake, to everybody that listens to this show, and every single fan that pays good money and pays for the concessions, for everything else inside of your building. You're the owner of Toyota Center. You want us to come watch this team, this version of this team on a consistent basis? Look, congrats. They had a great win against the Milwaukee Bucks. They went out and they beat the Milwaukee Bucks without Giannis. And I sat here on this show and I talked about how good that win was on Thursday. Or whatever. Yes, Thursday. Great win by the Rockets. You know what great franchises and what great teams do? They don't harp on one great win in a row. They string together wins, multiple wins, and then their fan base gets excited. I have attended zero games at Toyota Center this year. That's the first time that is the case since I was like 12 years old. Because you know what you've done, Tillman Fertitta and front office and the players out on the court for the most part? You give me no reason to want to watch you play. You give me no reason to want to drive down to Toyota Center, pay $20 to park, pay $12 for a beer, $10 for a chicken tender basket. I'm not buying your memorabilia. I'm not buying that. This is the way majority of Red Nation feels right now. This is the way we feel, Tillman. This is the way we feel, Raphael Stone. Prove to the fan base that you deserve our trust. Because tonight, the way your team folded in the second half was embarrassing. You had the Warriors down at halftime, and the way that you perform in the second half is pathetic. It's pathetic. You're playing a team that's got the likes of Kent Bazemore. You can't beat Kent Bazemore. Yes, Steph Curry had 23 points in the third quarter. Send somebody out. Is this popular? No. You know how you stop Steph Curry? You sit him on his ass on a three-point shot. You get nasty on the court. You get handsy with Steph Curry. I spent 12 years of my life playing the game of basketball. You know what you do against the guy who's just killing you in a quarter? You get handsy with him. You get physical with him. You know what I don't see enough on a consistent basis from Steven Silas? He doesn't have enough energy for me. He doesn't have that get in your players' asses about the way that they're playing. You get embarrassed on your home court against a 31-32 team in the Golden State Warriors, and you get your ass kicked at home. I don't give a damn if you are the worst team in the league. You do not let a team come in here and embarrass you on your home court. The way that this Rockets team played tonight is embarrassing. And I will continue to go back to the why diehard fans choose to support this team. I don't know. I don't know. There are people like my father, who I love more than life itself, who watches every single game of this team. Why, Pops? Why do you do it? Why do you continue to support this version of this team? I don't know. I don't know. Why are there people like, I'm guilty of it. I'm as guilty as anybody else. I buy the jerseys. I buy the memorabilia. We do these shows because we love the Rockets. We love the idea of supporting the basketball team here in town. But guys, I can't put on a face anymore. I can't do it. Because tonight I look at this team and I'm like, you know, like, what are you doing? Put Steph Curry on his ass. You're the worst team in the league. Show some NAD. I don't know. I don't know what to say anymore, guys. You know, like, this is not screaming for screaming sakes. This is not, you know, there are going to be people that are going to be like, oh, there goes Mike again. Mike's just screaming into the microphone like he usually does. You know why I'm screaming into the microphone? Because I'm a pissed off fan. I'm a pissed off fan. Don't continue to come out with the same outside of the Milwaukee game. The Milwaukee game was an outlier. Kevin Porter Jr., congrats. You had a fantastic game on Thursday. You killed the Milwaukee Bucks. You destroyed Eric Bledsoe. Mazel tov to you. But this is the NBA, kid. This is the highest level of basketball you can get in the world. There are going to be fans like myself, like Jerry Jones. Now, Jerry, I love you more than life itself. I feel like you're my brother from another mother. Are you a little too negative for me sometimes? Absolutely. But I get the negativity. I understand your negativity. I understand where you're coming from. A lot of takes that you have, I disagree with. But that's the beauty of sports, Mr. Jones, that you and I can disagree and we still ride together. I love you. I love you like my brother from another mother. I love you like a cousin. You know, you're the crazy cousin at the barbecue that everybody in the family loves. You're a little crazy. You're a little crazy, but I still love you. I still love you, my brother. But a lot of your takes, little out there. But I get where you're coming from, Jerry. I understand the type of feelings that you have towards this team. You want this team to be great. You, along with me and Ryan and Jake and all the other, everybody that listens to this show and watches these live shows, you guys want the Rockets to be as great as possible. And we were there. The Rockets were there. You had James Harden. You had Chris Paul. And you mismanaged it. You traded Chris Paul for Russell Westbrook, which was a horrible trade. Looking back on the deal, you gave up all the draft capital for Russell Westbrook, and then you trade him a year later? What the hell was that? In the moment, I love the trade. But hindsight being 2020, it's a terrible move. It was a terrible move. You expect me to sit here and be okay with the fact that we are the worst damn team in the league? No! Don't sit here and expect me every single night to sit behind this microphone and say, oh, well, you know, the fact that we got the, you know, we have a chance at the number one pick. We got a chance at the number two pick. A chance at the number three. Oh, screw that. You know what I want to be? I want to be in the damn playoffs. That's what I want. That's what I want. I want to be in the damn playoffs. I want to be a team that's talked about in the top eight teams in the West. There are teams that are laughing at us. We are a laughingstock. We just got embarrassed by 26 points on our home court to the most overrated player in the league in Steph Curry, which nobody can convince me otherwise. I think Steph Curry is a great basketball player, but the type of love and the type of attention that he gets from the national media, it's a joke. It's a joke. And Jerry Jones says, Wood, Porter, etc. are all great trade pieces for one great player. I don't agree with that. The Rockets have a decent core. They do. I'm not trading Christian Wood. I'm not trading Kevin Porter Jr. I'm not trading Jayshon Tate. I'm not trading Kevin Martin Jr. Everybody else can go. Eric Gordon can go. You're going to sit here and tell me that Eric Gordon is still hurt? Where the hell is Eric Gordon? Where the hell is Daniel House? Where's DJ Augustine? Why are they not playing? Why is Avery Bradley getting a pass? Because he's not playing. And I know I was the person that was screaming and hollering for the young guys to get a chance. So maybe Avery Bradley, I mean, that's fine. They're not playing at all? You're not going to give them some solid minutes? Why? What do you got? Like, I'm going to ask Red Nation a question, and you can tweet me at BSW_NB. How do you feel about this team? And don't give me some BS vanilla answer that, oh, you know, we're going through the process and we're going through the tanking portion of, you know, our franchise. Tell me how you really feel. I want to know. I want to hear from the real fans. I want to hear from the fans that are sitting up in 428 with Lewis Brown and myself as of a couple years ago, screaming and hollering at every single play. How do you guys feel about what's going on right now? Are you honestly okay with what's going on? Are you honestly okay with the effort that this team is putting out from beginning of the game to the end of the game? The Rockets were up 6 at halftime. What happened after halftime? This team forgot how to play the Warriors, and all of a sudden they let Stephen Curry go for 23 points in the third quarter? What is going on? And Jake Mountford, who I will, at some point in my life, I will fly across the ocean to go see him overseas, wherever he is, and have a couple pints with him and talk Rockets basketball. He says he's terrified. What makes him feel terrified? I'll tell you. I'll tell you exactly what it is. And Jake, you tell me if I'm wrong. What if the Rockets don't get a top four pick? Yes, they're going to have the worst record in the league. They probably get a top four pick. But what happens if they don't? What happens if this offseason, even if they draft Cade Cunningham, if they can't convince Kelly Olynyk to stay? What if they can't convince John Collins to come here? Then what do? You're going to leave the front court in the hands of Christian Wood? Great offensive player. Gets a lot of block shots. But you're going to leave him in the middle? No! Absolutely not. Ryan Santoro wants to know, can Cade Cunningham really turn this team around? Ryan, I don't know. I don't know, Ryan. You want my honest, blunt opinion to you? I don't know. I don't know what turns this team around. I simply do not know. I don't know if Stephen Silas, long term, not going into next year, going into next year, he's the right guy. But in the next 3 to 5 years, is Stephen Silas the guy? I don't know. I don't know. I don't know if Cade Cunningham turns this around. I'd like to think so. But at the end of the day, watching this game tonight just set off a trigger for me. Because it, you know what it does, Red Nation? It shows to me. I can't even remember the time. I can't remember the time the Rockets won 2 damn games in a row! How do you keep your fan base engaged? How do you keep your fan base engaged? Why do you deserve to have Red Nation watch you night in and night out when you have a great win against the Bucks? Build on it. Great momentum. Great momentum. Great momentum. And then you come out tonight and you look like a pile of garbage. You come out and look like garbage in the second half of this game. It's upsetting. It's upsetting. The fact that you want to come out and lay a complete shit burger in the second half against a team that sucks in the Golden State Warriors. They suck. And don't sit here and tell me that they are any good. They're not. Does this Rockets team have a good future? Yes. I think so. And Jake Mountford points out that we haven't won back-to-back games since the win streak months ago. In the world that we live in right now, How do you approach parents with kids and say, you know what, let's go have a great night out. Let's go to the Rockets game. And 9 times out of 10, you're going to watch this team suck. That's all right. Now, how do you convince them? How do you convince them? And I apologize to anybody watching this show live or listening to this show that I have had enough overall. There has been times that I have been okay with losing games in the manner that we have lost them, because it's gotten us to a point that we are in position for either the number one pick or the top four pick. But the fact that you come off of a win against the Bucks to play the way that you play tonight against the Golden State Warriors in the second half, where you literally roll over and die. You rolled over and died tonight in the second half against the Golden State Warriors is completely and inexplicably unacceptable. Unacceptable. The Houston Rockets play again tomorrow night against the New York Knicks, in which Jeremy Brenner, I believe, will have you on Locker Room. We will confirm that tomorrow. But pay attention to the Twitter account for the Dream Take on Twitter, at the Dream Take. That will wrap up tonight. Tonight's post-game show of the Rockets losing to the Golden State Warriors, 113-87. Once again, follow the Dream Take on Twitter, at the Dream Take. You can follow the mothership for the Dream Take, the Dream Shake, on Twitter, at Dream Shake SBN. Make sure to follow my personal Twitter account, at BSW_MB. Make sure to follow my awesome co-pilot, Jeremy Brenner, at Jeremy Brenner on Twitter, JeremyBrenner. Finally, make sure to give a like to the Dream Shake on Facebook, at the Dream Shake. Until tomorrow night against the New York Knicks, go Rockets!
Today's episode is brought to you by Cars.com. With over 2 million vehicles and 50,000 more added every day, Cars.com will match you with the perfect car for you, your budget, your life, your style. And if you're ready to say goodbye to your current car, Cars.com will get you an instant offer to cash it in. Just start by entering your license plate and get matched with a local dealer who will write you the check. So whether you're looking to buy or sell, just go to Cars.com. It's magical.